With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Former Senator Jim Talent says President Trump is trying to give diplomacy a chance, but he might still decide to carry out his threat to mount airstrikes against Iran's nuclear facilities.
I think he also wants to make clear to the world that he's done that. And he probably wants to make clear to certain elements on both sides of the aisle that don't want us to do this, that he did everything possible to avoid it.
Talent was a guest of the Salem Radio Network. The director of the National Economic Council says President Trump's trade policies might hurt in the short run, but will quickly improve the lives of American workers and investors.
I think a year from now, is the U.S. economy going to be way better or way worse? And it's obviously got to be way better.
Yeah.
And with a much stronger economy, there'll be stronger profit growth, stronger wage growth, and so markets will be fine.
Kevin Hassett on the Salem Radio Network. A street festival has turned deadly north of the U.S. border. A man drove his SUV into a Filipino street festival in Canada and killed at least 9 people. Scores more are injured. We don't know quite how many. President Trump says he doubts that Russia's Vladimir Putin wants to end his war in Ukraine now. Mr. Trump is expressing new skepticism that a peace deal could be reached any time in the not-too-distant future. His comments come only a day after saying that Russia and Ukraine, appeared to be close to a new deal. Mr. Trump said in a social media post Saturday as he flew home from the Pope's funeral, quote, "There's no reason for Putin to be shooting missiles into civilian areas, cities, and towns over the last few days. It makes me think that he doesn't want to stop the war and that he has not been telling me the truth." This is SRN News. Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on sports teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed suit against Maine over the issue. Ellison believes Minnesota is next on the list and has decided to take the preemptive legal action. Title IX is a federal law that prohibits sex-based discrimination in any educational program or activity that gets federal money. It was enacted in 1972. A federal judge has partially blocked the Trump administration from enacting a policy that bans the use of the X marker used by so-called non-binary people on passports as well as in the changing of gender markers. District Judge Julia Kobach, who was appointed by President Biden, sided with the ACLU's motion for a preliminary injunction. It requires the State Department to allow 6 transgender and non-binary people to obtain special passports. This is SRN News. Authorities are learning more about a big New Jersey wildfire.
Officials say a man set wooden pallets on fire, then failed to properly put them out, sparking a quick-moving blaze. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says a 19-year-old man is facing aggravated arson charges in the southern New Jersey wildfire. It has scorched some 24 square miles, and state officials have also cautioned some residents about air quality issues. Jason Walker reporting.
The Cleveland Browns shocked a lot of people around the NFL when they did not take Shedeur Sanders during the first 2 days of the draft. The Browns eventually ended the draft's biggest drama by going ahead and taking Sanders after all with the 144th overall pick. He was the second quarterback drafted by Cleveland in this current round and the 14th since 1999. This is SRN Sports.